This week dragged on and on with the drama between Lauren, Vince, and Morgan, and the question of, are they going to vote Lauren out? Is Vince going to put Lauren on the block? Both of those questions were answered, as Vince did put Lauren on the block, and Lauren won the blockbuster, and they never got an opportunity to vote her out. That was until the second eviction of the night, when they were finally able to clip Lauren out of the game during a Morgan head of household, and Lauren leaves the house in what was a pretty anticlimactic double eviction. I see some people online calling this one of the better double evictions in the history of the show, even. And to which I say, have you not seen any other double evictions? Because I thought this was pretty boring and pretty tame for the most part. It's more of the order in which these things took place, because if Lauren was eliminated during the first eviction, she didn't win Blockbuster, she was the first person to be taken out, then it would have been a lot more interesting, in my opinion, because then you would have had Ashley and Morgan turning on Vince, or you would have had Vince breaking the tie, and that would have made for more drama, would have made for more interesting TV. It just overall would have been a more interesting episode, but the fact that she gets taken out here in the second part of the double eviction kind of took out all of that drama and all of that excitement for me, and the fact that Lauren didn't really end up fighting for her right to stay here during the double eviction, and we'll chat a little bit more about that as well. To see Kelly and Keanu on the block was kind of almost poetic to see, as Kelly was finally voted out of the game. Those two have, you know, fought for each other to stay. They've both been house pariahs all season long, and to see both of them on the block come eviction night, come double eviction night, was crazy to see. And I understand, like, it's Kelly, right? And it wasn't Keanu, and we kept Keanu, who is good TV and is a way better character than Kelly. But, you know, Kelly's story and Kelly and Keanu's story has been such an interesting storyline throughout this season, and how both of them really should have been a week one boot. You know, these aren't people that have been on the block X amount of times, X amount of days combined, where they have been pawns throughout the game. Both of them have been nominated primarily as targets to take out of the house. They have just continued to win competitions to find their way back into the game. And unfortunately, in the final blockbuster of the season, Kelly's rope just ran out. Keanu, something you got to give him credit for, is that he got to stay against Kelly. He's now not only won competitions to save himself, but he's also survived a vote. And, you know, that's something that I never thought Keanu would have been able to do. And he does survive a vote here. And, you know, Kelly may have been the only person that he would have survived a vote against, but that is something to add to his resume. When he was a guy, would have never really been in that situation, and really should not have ever been in that situation. I can't believe that they would ever want to send Kelly home, especially over Keanu. Kelly's gonna be an easy beat at the end. You know, I thought Ashley was somebody during this episode that came to that realization, because, you know, she was sitting and talking to Kelly, how a final two between the two of them would have been a fair fight. I thought that that was going to perhaps turn the tide in Kelly's favor, and that they were gonna vote Keanu out. You know, Morgan is very concerned that she is going to become the next biggest target after Keanu leaves, but we're getting so late into the game, and if there's one person that can hang around, beat you in these competitions, it's probably Keanu. I just think Keanu might have somewhat of a decent story at the end to get some people to vote for him there, and I think taking the shot at him makes more sense than eliminating Kelly, who is somebody that, you know, everybody almost certainly beats at the end. And how poetic was it that Vince was the one who ended Kelly's game after putting her up three times and being her night one final two? I mean, you can't really make this stuff up. I mean, you rewind to week one, Kelly and Vince make a final two, and you think, look at these two nerds. Can they really go all the way? And then you look at Vince putting Kelly up on the block, and you think to yourself, what are you doing, Vince? Vince, you can't really be putting your number one ally Kelly on the block, can you? Don't do this. And then you fast forward to day 70 something, and you think to yourself, oh, that was some real clear foreshadowing. to how Vince was going to play the game and how big of a weasel this man truly is. Unfortunate for Kelly that she got close to Vince right off the bat and was one of the first people to get close to Vince, because the fact that she did that probably made her the most expendable number to Vince's game. So yeah, very poetic, as Vince was the tiebreaker vote to send Kelly out the house. And you know, Kelly had one of the only pieces of acted out drama that was actually fun this year. You saw it with Ava during the Power of Veto ceremony this week, where she had like a pawn under her sleeve and said, "I'm not going to be a pawn in anybody's game. You wait and see what Ava Pearl can do." You saw it with Jimmy, who did it twice, coming after Keanu. Super corny. You saw it with Ashley going after Keanu. Super corny. At least with Kelly, it felt, you know, really direct, really attacked, and she had some things that she really wanted to do and call out. And it wasn't against Keanu this time, so that was pretty fun. It was against Vince, calling out their final two and some pre-jury alliances with Adrian and Riley. Now, I don't think that this has an effect on Vince's game in any way, and I don't really think it left an impact. As funny as it is, I think that, you know, like the Jimmy speeches, the Ashley speeches, and the Ava speeches, the people in the house are probably like, man, Kelly really wants to be Jimmy and Ashley and Ava so bad. What a terrible speech. But the thing is, was Kelly's was so much better because it was so straight to the point, and then she just left. You know, there wasn't, you know, there was no pawn under the sleeve. There was no glasses being thrown. It was just point blank, this is what I gotta say, and then I'm gonna leave. And then after saying all that, she said that Vince will do whatever Morgan wants. And then she hugs Morgan and says, "I love you so much," after, you know, throwing that shade, which I guess really isn't shade towards Morgan. It's more shade towards Vince, but I thought that was pretty funny. And like we already discussed, Morgan wins the HOH in the double eviction. And after she won this, you know, you just kind of thought to yourself, man, you stayed up for days on end coming at Vince to put Lauren on the block, to try to get Lauren to go home, all for that to fail, just for you to win it in the double and do it yourself anyway. And it has to make Morgan, you know, maybe not Morgan so much, but I mean, if you're Vince, you have to feel absolutely gutted, because I mean, it's like, I don't think even if Morgan won this, she would have put you up. If Lauren would have won this double eviction, I don't think she would have put you up. You know, it's just a deep look into how flawed and how bad Vince's, you know, game has been, and how much God has a sense of humor, because he's like, all right, Vince, now I'm just going to punish you even more with the Morgan HOH, and I'm going to send your girl Lauren home. And you know, it's like, you want to kind of feel bad for Lauren? Not really. I mean, I don't really. She has the fight of a dead fish, you know, like she has absolutely no fight, no give in her. After she won, Morgan, that is, the HOH, she told Lauren straight up, she said, "I'm going to put you up." Lauren put up zero fight against this. And then Morgan's like, okay, well, you know, I'm still glad you're here. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm glad you're here so I can still, you know, put up somebody easy during the double. Don't get me wrong. I think when we look back on it, you know, all time good position, bad players, I would say, for Lauren. And just a couple of non-player related things. This season has stood on its own so much in a way that they have made their own vernacular with our block, my block, that block. Just saying the block is out. I mean, they've even preferred to say that block over the block. It is annoying. It is actually very cringy and very annoying to hear. And I hope that whoever comes into Big Brother 28, they do not show them Big Brother 27 and sequester if they're a recruit. So they don't say my block, our block, their block, because I hate it. Stop saying that block so much. Just say on the block. And there's going to be a lot of Vince and Morgan this week again, because before we dive into these player rankings, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is true. Morgan and Vince, and you know, mostly just Morgan, have won now three consecutive head of households as Vince wins the endurance head of household. Now let's dive in to these player rankings, ladies and gentlemen. And how we are going to do this is there's only five players left in the game. I have gone away with the tiers here, and I am going based on how many winning scenarios they have and telling you who I think they win against. Whoever has the most winning scenarios, obviously, is at number one. If somebody has the same winning scenarios as somebody else, the most likely that their final two is will get ranked higher. There are three players who I think only have one winning scenario. And I got to tell you, I think a lot of these players, once they get to the end, they're going to be like 4-3 votes. Like, it's going to be tight. It's going to be close, no matter who is at the end. Even if the top player, who we'll talk about, they have several 4-3 votes, starting things off at number 5, who I think has one winning scenario, and it is against Ava. That person is Keanu. And that sucks. I do think Keanu, for what it's worth, has a great story, and he has the comp wins to back it up. But I mean, he lost this HOH here. It does, you know, come down to veto competitions, which he is very good at winning. He doesn't necessarily need to win HOHs in this spot. I mean, he's going to be nominated almost certainly, guaranteed. And it's funny how delusional he is, because he said on the feeds last night that he thinks that he didn't need to win this HOH because he doesn't think that he's going to be up on the block. And that is something that is just absolutely not true. Keanu will definitely be on the block. You know, he's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, but he's also made a lot of friends, and he does have an amazing story. At number 4, I have Ava, who goes up 2 spots, and her only winning scenario will be against Vince. And like I say, you know, Ava is trying so hard, and she has said it on the feeds that she really wants to win America's Favorite Player. And that is something that I have never heard from just an individual player saying, I really hope I win America's Favorite. I was really banking on that. And it's weird to watch somebody kind of try to actively win that, knowing that they won't win it. I think she beats Vince because I don't think Vince is going to be perceived that well by the jury at the end of the day. And Ava is well liked. And the only reason that she loses to Keanu is because I think Keanu, at least in the eyes of the jury, probably has done a little bit more in terms of competition, survival, and maybe even to some of them, strategically, to keep himself alive. But a Keanu and Ava final two is significantly less likely than an Ava and Vince final two. That could possibly happen, but both final twos are relatively unlikely, and that's why both of them are at 5 and 4. And coming in at number 3, not moving up or down any spots, I have Vince, whose only winning scenario is against Keanu. And that is a little bit of a reach. I think Vince is somebody who could have zero winning opportunities. But I think if there was anybody that he could make a case against and he could just berate and go after, it's somebody who has had his back all season and somebody who loves him, and that being Keanu. I think that he could kind of twist it and say that he's, you know, controlled the chaos that is Keanu. Keanu the whole time will just be going, pff, no. And, you know, Keanu hasn't been a whole, you know, really reliable. So Vince could end up spinning it that way. But in all reality, it's probably true. Vince has no win equity and no winner prospect, especially after this week, which was just so agonizing to watch. He is the hardest player to watch maybe in the history of the show. I mean, watching him try to have his cake and eat it too all week was crazy. I mean, him knowing that the perception that Morgan and Ashley were running his head of household and he still did this move to put up Lauren was absolutely crazy. And him putting himself in a position to where if he does the opposite, it's viewed that Lauren is running his head of household is also crazy. He has constantly put himself in terrible, terrible situations because of how he has set his game up in the early stages, putting up his closest allies, making sure that they would be pawns for him. He has done this from the beginning. He is afraid to target anybody that is opposed to him, and he doesn't want to create waves. He wants to use his own allies as shields. He doesn't want to use people from the opposite side as that. He wants to use his own people that are closest to him. And it's such a weird, interesting way to play Big Brother that we've never really seen this spineless, unloyal, really disgusting game that Vince is playing. I have a hard time thinking that it's going to be rewarded. There's a perception, I think, with the jury that he could be playing this good game, and this sliminess is just a credit to the mastermind or the devious nature that is Vince. But I'm hoping that they are not that dumb. I think that if he wants to wrap things up and if he wants to show everybody that this is the game that he's playing, this whole, you know, I'm gonna get close to you and then I'm gonna, you know, shoot you in the back of the head, I think that he needs to find a way to get Morgan on the block this week, and he needs to take her out. That is the ultimate move for Vince. I think that that is actually a game-winning move for Vince, because that shifts him up to possibly having, you know, one of the better chances of winning the game, because he cannot go to the end with Morgan. That's the only thing that can save Vince, and that could make him a winner in my eyes, is if he does that. Coming in at number two with three winning scenarios, and she just doesn't beat Morgan, I have Ashley. Ashley has been my number one for a long time, but I think Morgan kind of moves to the upper echelon in terms of winner chances. Ashley, though, has a lot of friends on the jury, and I think she really does benefit from that. And I think she beats Ava. She beats Vince pretty handily, and I think that could be one of Vince's fatal flaws if he goes to the end and he decides to take Ashley, because I think he beats her by like a 5-2 vote. I think Ashley is going to be viewed as a goat, and she could surprise some people. I love Ashley, and I love the way that she plays the game. I mean, she was fanning the flames with Morgan all week long. She was instigating all of the drama between Morgan and Vince, hyping her up, telling her, you know, why would he do that? You know, why would he not just put Lauren up? Why we should just vote her out? I mean, the way that she has adjusted and played this game has been so impressive. And I really think she is the only person in that house actively playing a solid and good game of Big Brother right now. And if I was in the jury, I would be pitching really hard for Ashley to win, because she has the strategic chops to win the game. But this is a jury that I think, in a cast that I think, put a lot of stock into competitions. I just think she can outclass Keanu in terms of Final Two speech. I think she's played a clearly better game than Ava. I think there will be a bitter jury as she plays against Vince at the end, but Morgan is really going to be her kryptonite here. And coming in at number one with all of the winning scenarios, we have Morgan. This is Morgan's game to lose right now, and she better hope that Vince doesn't take her out to the back of the shed, because Vince has taken out all of his allies. There's only one left, Morgan. If he gets influenced in the slightest bit, and if I'm Ashley right now, I have to come to the realization that I am not beating Morgan at the end. And I would be pitching to Vince as well that you aren't going to be Morgan at the end. Your game is tanked. You need to make this move. You need to get Morgan out. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Vince is such a weasel and such a simp for Morgan that there's almost no way, no how, that will ever happen. I don't really like Morgan, if I'm being honest with you. I don't really like her personality. She drives me a little crazy. She also like code switches a lot. The way she talks is just very, very cringy. I hate it. I hate it so much. Anytime she's in the diary room and she wins a competition, cringe every time. But you got to give her credit to wearing Vince down and doing what she wanted him to do. But I don't know how much of it was strategy and how much of it was her just literally being like, you know, I want Vince to myself, like a old married couple. But her cringiness and the way that she talks, it just takes me out of it, because I think at times she does have hints of good strategy and that she could be a good player. But at other times, I mean, she just plays way too hard, almost overcorrects and overplays. And, you know, at one point I thought that was going to be her downfall, but now they've kind of entered a place where her and Vince can kind of comp out and go to the end. And it's great for Morgan right now, because she's not really in any losing scenario. Alrighty guys, that was my Big Brother 27 player rankings and week 10 recap. Before I go, just a little bit of a programming note. As of right now, Survivor does start on Wednesday, so I think as of now the schedule will be, we will have a Big Brother upload on Friday like this, where we go over the week and everything that has happened, and we will also have a Survivor video on Thursday going over everything that happened on Survivor. It is going to be a fast and furious week of Big Brother this week, so I imagine we will have a lot to talk about on Friday. And then next week, the week after that, on Monday, we will have our final Big Brother video as we recap the finale, I believe. So really just kind of going over the finale and maybe some final thoughts on the season as well. Thank you guys for joining me on this Big Brother 27 journey and everything that has happened. This has been a crazy season. It's been hard to watch at times, fun to watch at other times. I'm excited to dive into Survivor 49. We'll be looking to see any other reality shows that I could cover on the channel to keep up the 2-day-a-week upload schedule. If you have any suggestions, let me know. There is a reality show on Netflix that I am thinking about checking out. It has Sketch and Dwight Howard on it. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. And I know Amazing Race is on. I've never been the biggest Amazing Race fan, but maybe I'll cover that. I don't know. But, you know, if you have any thoughts, if you have any ideas, let me know in the comment section down below. Thank you guys again so much for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Click the bell icon to get notified every single time I drop a new video. Thank you guys so much for watching, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.